Chapter 27. Secreted Away. I typed out those words just a few days after standing in our living room, listening to that song with Chelsea and Naomi. I had felt the flooding of emotion, the overwhelming sorrow and the grief. Chelsea saw me on the ground crying hysterically that night, and then when I wrote down the healing session, she heard me scream and groan with the agony of memory so vivid and real they crashed through my consciousness and invaded my outer world. I wrote those words and the other 10 pages of that memory which I've left out. The details are too brutal. They tear the fabric of reality and wrench out your soul. But this book is not for those words. This book is not to defile you with a survivor's maddening past, but to point those who are looking towards the path to restoration. After I'd finished writing those words, the Father gave me a miracle and brought to memory where I'd hidden our Dodge Viper. I ran downstairs and began shuffling boxes around. Nathan had buried many of our keepsakes when he'd gone through the switch. But thankfully, I knew it would be there. It took me 20 minutes, but eventually I found the stained box. I did not get back my childhood possessions or things from my room. Those were lost when I left the family and chose freedom instead. So many of the treasured I'd once held dear were trapped in their hands, but Yahweh had preserved this one for me. Keepsake box in hand, I pressed on the lever and opened up a secret compartment. As I had grown up, I became more sophisticated at hiding my treasures and learned how to build false bottoms into trinkets so no one could steal away our joy. Pulling back the panel, I saw it there. As shiny as on the day Danny gave it to me was our blue car. I touched the paint, the metal, and the two white lines. I slid its wheels on my arm and felt familiar memories of laughter and peace. I shed tears decades in the making. I opened the floodgates and the rivers of my soul let loose their sorrow, mingled with relief. Of all the things he could have preserved for me, he chose the best. In the curled knuckles of my scar-covered hands was the miracle of life among the death. It was hope so tangible, the Redeemer at his best. For the day you read this, Danny, know that I've never forgotten you, your mother, or the kind thing you did. You saved my life in that winter of death when I was 9 years old. You saved it again. Decades later, when that little blue car showed me Yahweh's providence, He is our provider, no matter what we go through. Be it mothers murdered in front of us or the loss of a spouse, He alone can shine a light of hope upon our days of darkness. He alone can rescue us from the pock marked memories of madness and loneliness. He is our rescuer, and He is always faithful. Even when I was in that grove, He gave me the strength to survive. No matter what your grove is, He can give you the hope that defies logic and conquers death. Before we can conquer those groves or the enemy who stalks us in darkness, we are going to have to come to grips with the battle we are all born into. We are going to have to learn the ways of war.